Good afternoon. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds released guidance today saying that Iowa schools would have to see a coronavirus positivity rate of at least 15% in the county where they are located before they could request a transition to a school building or district to fully online learning. The guidance from the Iowa Department of Public Health and Iowa Department of Education includes four levels of community transmission of COVID-19 within a school, requiring escalating response measures as the transmission increases.
We've said minimal is 0 to 5, minimal to moderate would be 6 to 14% positivity rate, that we feel that that's adequate for in-school learning. Once we get above that and we have over 10% absenteeism between the staff and the students, then we need to take a look at doing something different.
93% of Iowa's 99 counties currently fall under a 10% positivity rate. Today, Iowa added 419 cases of COVID-19 for a total of 43,623 cases and 83 deaths. Woodbury County has had 3,555 cases and 47 deaths. More counties in Iowa are now considered to be in a severe drought. Data released today from the U.S. Drought Monitor has portions of 16 counties in western and west central Iowa in that category, up from 11 last week. In some cases, parts of western Iowa are several inches of rainfall below average for the month of July. And that's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. We'll have more updates later. I'm Mary Hartnett.